Hi, Mai-chan. How are you?
Hi, Anna. 元気だよ。Anna ちゃんも元気？
元気にしてます。
Happy April.
Ooh, happy April.
Can I finally say it?
What are you talking about?
That it's gonna...
Gonna... It's gonna be May. I think we're a little too early, but yeah, it's about time.
How is this too early? It's April.
そうだね、このインシンクの It's gonna be me は5月の前になると必ず出てくるミームだよね。
私も12月ぐらいから言うけどね。
早すぎだよ。
確かに。
そう、いつもね、舞ちゃんとどっちが先に言うか競争になるんだけど、今年は私の方が早かったんじゃない？
Only because you send it to me on April Fool's.
そうだね、そうだね。4月1日にもうすでにこのインシンクのジョーク、ミームはマイちゃんに送った。私の方が今年は早かった。
No, because I send it way back. Like, I send it to you every month.
そっか、確かに。
Pretty much.
You do remind me of Justin Timberlake's ramen hair every month.
I'm like, can I do it now? Can I do it now? And you're always like, no, it's too early. No, it's too early. And now finally, it's April, and it's still too early.
okay.I give you permission. もう言っていいと思う。解禁しよう。
Yay! じゃあ、It's gonna be me!
It's gonna be me! いやー、もう4月だよ。早いね。
早。
どう？ 4 月のドバイはどんな感じなの？
もうね、夏が始まりました。
夏なんだ。
夏っていうか、まあ、一応日本みたいに春なんだけど、今週は寒くて31度。暑くて37度です。
Oh my god! That is so hot!
I know.
でも日本みたいにジメッとしてないんでしょ？
うん。湿気が全然なくて、影とかにいたら、It's really not that hot. Well, it's hot, but like, it's not humid at all. So it's kind of nice to be outside. But yeah, 37 degrees is pretty hot.
And what do you do during this hot weather?
Well, I think on a day off, it's really nice to go to the pool.There's still quite a few people having coffee or lunch outside or even dinner. Like it's pretty nice. Like at night, it cools down a bit. So it's kind of nice to sit outside and have your dinner or food al fresco. But I think at the moment, because in summer, like in a couple of months, it is going to be on a whole other level.
そっか。今もう暑いけど、ドバイでは春だからテラスとかね、外で。ご飯食べたりっていうのも気持ちがいいんだね。でも確かに夏本番になったら外に出るのも大変だね。
そうだね、40度超えるからちょっときついかなと思う。
じゃあ逆に今のシーズンを楽しまないとね。
そう、それで日本は桜のシーズンかな。
そう、お花見のシーズン。
いいな。
もうそろそろ、このオンエアの時はもしかしたら桜終わり始めてるかもしれないけど、今年はね、一気に咲いたね。すごくこう咲き始めるのは遅かったんだけど、咲いてからが早かった気がする。
天気はどんな感じ？寒い？雨とか降った？
初めの方はね、寒かった意外と。でもね、だんだん暖かくなってきた。 It's warming up
I have a little bit of a controversial opinion about this.
Ooh.
Don't get me wrong. I love Japanese sakura. It's beautiful. But who are we kidding? The weather craps out more often than not.
いや、確かに。
言っていいのかな？
花見はね、楽しいし、桜はめちゃくちゃ綺麗だけど、天気悪くない？っていうね。
そう。
いや、寒いもんね。
そうだね、なんか今までの経験とかでも公園で花見行ってバーベキューの周りでもう手を温める時とかが多かったね。
そうそうそう、
震えながら楽しいねみたいな。でも実際はめちゃくちゃ寒いって感じがする。
不思議だよね、毎年花見のシーズンになると寒いっていうことを忘れていくんだよね。だからちょっと春っぽい格好とかで出かけちゃってさ、寒いみたいな。
本当後悔するよね。
いやー、I know what you mean. And it's also like pollen season, so sometimes I'm having fun, but I can't, you know, like...
Breathe?
Yeah, it's like I can't stop my runny nose or I'm starting to cry. My eyes are so watery. まあ、花粉のシーズンだからちょっとずっと外にいるのも辛い時があるけど、それでも桜を見たいって思うのが日本人なんだよね。
毎年I get fooled into, ooh, it's hanami season. And then, like you said, you underdress because you get overly excited about, well, it's spring, but it really is still winter, isn't it?
確かに、まだ冬を引きずってる天気、気候だと思う。 だからね、お花見早い時期に見に行って風邪をひいた人がやっと今頃治ってるんじゃないかな。
You? Did you get sick?
No, I've been indoors avoiding the pollen. So, well, by the time it airs, I might be lucky enough to go to one hanami party, but we'll see.
I also love it when it starts petal snowing.You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
So that's so nice.
わかる。桜の花びらのね、こうパーッと舞う光景は本当に綺麗だし、まあ、まだ花見には私実は行けてないんだけど、花粉もひどかったから。
あ、行ってないと？
あ、いいね、博多弁。行ってないと？
そう。もちろん。
そう、行ってないとよ。でも、まあ、このオンエアがある頃にはラッキーだったら一回花見パーティーに行ってると思う。
行った方がいいよ、せっかくだからもう我慢した方がいい。
そうだね、鼻水ダラダラでじゃあ楽しんでこようと思う。鼻にティッシュ詰めて、ね、
そうそうそうそう、子供みたいにさ鼻血出してティッシュ突っ込んでた時とかある？
あるよ、みんなあるでしょう。Yeah, so pollen season is terrible right now, but Yeah, with my runny nose, maybe I can put some tissue in my nostrils and, you know, go with the nose bleeding style, you know, how to stop the bleeding.
Like what we did as a kid?
Yeah, everybody's done that, right? そんな感じで楽しんでこようと思います。
いいと思う。写真送ってね。
わかった。
あ、あ、でも思い出した。
何？
思い出を思い出した。
何？何？
アンナちゃんの鼻血を思い出した。
出た。
I remember something.
Wait.
And I know you remember it too.
Is it a nose bleeding episode?
Yes! 20... What year was it? 14?
Oh my god, yes! Summer Sonic!
It was.
Yeah, so that was our first Summer Sonic experience.
Was it your first time too?
Yes, it was. And I got overexcited about talking about Carly Rae Jepsen, and my nose started to bleed.Out of nowhere. Well, not out of nowhere. Carly did it to me, but...
Was it Carly?
Yes, it was. That's my memory.
Basically, from my memory, we were walking between the stages. It was hot, like Japan summer hot. Remember that?
Yes. So we were, I think we were walking towards the venue, and I had my Tower Records towel.
That's right.
Which I got inside of the event, and I was...I had that around my neck to avoid the sunshine. And then I think we were talking about all the artists we were going to see. But out of nowhere, I feel like I have a runny nose. So I quickly wipe it with my Tower Records towel. And at first I thought it was the logo.
Yeah, because it's red, right?
Because Tower Records color is yellow and red. And I then noticed that it wasn't the Tower Records logo. It was my nose bleeding from the heat.But somehow the timing was kind of like really weird because I was talking about Carly Rae Jepsen and my nose started to bleed. And one of our friends were like, I didn't know you like Carly Rae Jepsen so much.
Oh, yes.
Because he thought I got too excited about her.
That's right. It was Carly. そうね。あれはね、面白い。思い出だね。
いや、そう、私たちが初めてサマーソニックに行った時に会場に向かって歩いてたら、なんかねすごいね鼻水出てきたなって思ったのね。ちょうどその時会場でもらったタワレコードのタオルを首に巻いてて、それでこうずっと拭いてたので、ずっとタワレコードのロゴだと思ってたら、は、鼻血だって。でちょうどその日見る、そう、アーティストの話をしてて、カーリー・レイ・ジェプセンの話をしてる時に鼻血が出てきて、で、あ、ちょっとごめん、なんか鼻血出てきたって、私が鼻血止めようとして、それこそさっき言ったあのティッシュとか詰め出したら、一緒にいた友達が、アンナがそんなにカーリー好きなこと知らなかったって。違うって、まあ、カーリー好きだけど、もう半端なく暑かったからね、あの時ね。
Yeah, sure. It was the heat. It wasn't Carly Rae Jepsen. It was Carly Rae Jepsen.
It was both.
Okay, it was both.
It was both. Yeah, but that is one of the things that made our first Summer Sonic experience unforgettable.
I have a picture of that. I might have to upload that on our socials.
My nosebleed?
Yes.
Oh, you do?
I do. I remember.あるよ。
Oh my god. 写真撮られてた、そういえば。ちゃんとしかも鼻にティッシュ詰めてた。まいちゃんの写真フォルダーから見つかったら SNS にアップしたいと思います。
あります。 大丈夫です。アップします。
じゃあアップされます。ぜひ、
はい、
このポッドキャストのインスタグラムフォローよろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。楽しみにしてください。
いやでも楽しかったね。
楽しかったね。The lineup was pretty crazy. Like we saw so many people. So of course we saw Carly Rae Jepsen. We saw John Legend.We saw, was it Smashing Pumpkins? We saw, did we see Metallica?
Yes, we saw Muse.
Yeah, Muse.
We saw Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah.
We saw Earth, Wind, and Fire. Nas, MIA. That was a crazy lineup.
And? Steve Aoki. With the cake.
Yes. そう本当にその年すごい豪華なラインナップで今挙げたアーティストみんな見たんだけど、
うん、
スティーブ・アオキもすごかったね。
ね。でも He threw the cake, you said, and I actually missed that. Was I in a bathroom or something?
What?
Yeah.
Really? You missed that?
Yeah, we had a conversation about it years ago. So you were like, yeah, Steve Aoki with the cake. And I had seen it online, but I was like, I guess it's just a joke kind of thing. And you actually saw it.
I did. So I didn't know about his whole cake ritual. Apparently, he brings out this huge cake and he throws it into the crowd during his set. But I didn't know. So when he brought out a cake, I thought maybe it was someone's birthday or something. And he has, you know, Steve Aoki like decorated all over this huge cake, right?
Candles and everything.
Yeah. Not candles, but because he was going to throw it into the crowd.
That's dangerous.
You know, to hurt the audience. But it was like a colorful, maybe like...20 people size cake. It was huge. But then at the, you know, like height of the set and everybody's going crazy, he throws the cake into the crowd and it hits just one girl. One girl in the face.
But it wasn't you?
It wasn't me. Shaggy style. It wasn't me.
Yeah, you can't be caked and have a nosebleed on the same day, right?
Like, oh no. I think, yeah, God saved me in that sense.そう、スティーブ・アオキはいつも自分の DJ のプレイの時にケーキを持ってくるっていうのが恒例みたいで、私は知らなかったから、スティーブさんが20人用ぐらいのビッグサイズのケーキをこう持ってきた時に、あれ誰か誕生日なのかなって思ってたら、じゃあみんな行くよって言ってバーンってそのケーキ投げたの、観客に。そしたらみんなパッて避けて一人だけの女の人に当たってた。ちょっとかわいそうだった。
でもさ、日本の暑い夏の中にぬるくなったケーキを顔につくっていうのはちょっとやばくない？臭くなんない？
顔どころじゃないよ。ケーキ大きいからもう上半身全部くらいにかかってたからね。
Oh my God. No.
どうやって帰ったんだろう、あの人。
That just sounds like cream in like the hot, humid Japanese weather. That's not good. That would be terrible.
I felt so bad at the moment, but looking back and you mentioning that, I wonder how she got home, because it was like the end of our first day.We're sweating our off. And the cake was huge. So it wasn't just her face. It was like all over.
I know.
So, yeah. Hopefully she recovered from that trauma. I bet she wasn't able to eat cake for a while.
No.
Your face.
That sounds horrible. Like lukewarm cream.
It is.
I don't know. That will start smelling bad. Like bad, bad.
Bad, bad. I hope she recovered.彼女がちゃんと家に帰れたといいんだけどっていう気持ちとともに、ケーキトラウマに合ってないかなと思うから、今頃もう10年ぐらい経ってるからね、もうケーキ食べられるようになったかな。
ね、well, if she's listening, please write in and let us know.
ぜひ。
If you're okay.
もしこのポッドキャスト聞いてて、それ私ですっていう人がいたらご一報ください。
はい、教えてください。We will send you a cake, a fresh one, a good one.
そう、ぜひ新しいケーキの思い出を私たちと作りましょう。ケーキ送るんで、美味しいやつね。
送ります。 We should definitely send her a cake. That sounds amazing if she writes in. What if like 10 people write in?
確かに10人ぐらい私ですって言われたらね、ちょっとお金かかっちゃうね。たくさんケーキ送んなきゃ。
キルフェボン食べたい。キルフェボン
高くつくよ、それは。
でも美味しいじゃん。
確かに私も大好きです。
Really? Because I always thought that Anna isn't a big fan of cake.I've heard this in my years and years and years of being friends with Anna. It's been drummed into me how she does not eat a lot of cake, but she does every time.
You're right. そうなの。私甘いものあんまり食べないからとか、ケーキそんなにいらないっ って言って食べるタイプだからぜひ美味しいケーキあったら教えてください。
今度じゃあキルフェボン一緒に行こう
ね、食べに行こうね。